الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أحصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه.
نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله، قل أتنبئون الله بما لا يعلم في السماوات والأرض سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The subject that I am discussing today is very sensitive, and it pertains to the differences between the school of Ahlul Bayt and other schools. And this is one of the subjects that is hotly debated among the Muslims. And I mentioned part of it last night here regarding the tawassul, and whether tawassul, asking help from a prophet or an imam, is an act of faith, tawheed, or an act of shirk, heresy. And through the Quran, those of you who were here last night, through the Holy Quran, we, in Surah Al-Najm, in Surah Al-Jinn, in many other chapters, we understand that tawassul, when you do tawassul and ask the prophet, not as an independent entity from God, but as someone who works for God, who represents God, is not an act of shirk or heresy, but it is an act of absolute monotheism and tawheed and belief in God. Today, allow me to continue on another dimension of this debate, and that is the concept of tafweed. And I mentioned tafweed here before, but we need to understand these subjects. We need to almost memorize them. So when we have a discussion, academic discussion, scientific discussion, we have the proof. We can prove what we say from the Quran. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. We need a proof. This concept of tafweed is translated as delegation. Delegation or authorization. Authorization of what? The Arabs before Islam, they thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels and sometimes the stars, and He delegated them. He gave them full proxy and authorization to run and manage and administer this universe. And Allah is sitting there on His seat, relaxing. The angels are the one who run our affairs. The affairs of not only the people, but the entire creation, the entire universe. They administer that. They manage it. They run it. They are in control, not Allah. Of course, this is in disagreement, complete disagreement to the concept of monotheism, wahdaniyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only a creator, He is more than that. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى He has many other tasks. He is in control. Not only he created and He resigned and He said, my job, my project is finished. I just created you. And now I am assigning this task of administration to angels or even to prophets or imams. He never said this. He never said this. And this type of wrong tafwir and wrong understanding of monotheism has two branches. One of them is at-tafwidul takwini, and the second is at-tafwidul, what is the opposite of takwini? Tashri'. We have takwin and tashri'. Takwin, when it is related to creation, to life, to managing this life, day-to-day business, everyday business. This is takwin. Tashri' is something else. Tashri' is legislation. What is halal and what is haram? This is called tashri', legislation. So these two branches, takwin and tashri', they belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah did not resign His job. He's still involved. He's the Rabb, not only Ilah. Ilah is Lord. Rabb is someone who follows you and raises you and nurtures you and supports you and provides you and takes care of you. He's the Rabb. This is why Rabb, we have Tarbiyah. What is Tarbiyah? Tarbiyah comes from Rabb. Someone who is in charge of bringing you up, protecting you, teaching you, feeding you, taking care of you. So He's Rabb also. He's in charge now. We live under His supervision, under His care, every second of our life. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He does not get bored, neither tired, nor sleepy. He is in charge 24/7, as we say. So at takwin al-tashri'i, some people think that the angels are in charge of feeding us or sending the rain. They are in full control, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or for instance, healing. If someone is sick, they heal him. But this is not right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of everything. Sometimes Allah delegates. Listen to this. This is a very sensitive subject. I choose my words carefully. Allah delegates part of His power, authority to certain people. He says, I give you with my permission, with my awareness, not without my awareness. So you work for me. You don't work independently from me. You don't work. You work when I give you, assign you this task to do. Still you are under my supervision. And this is why Allah says about the angels in the Quran, وَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا Allah describes angels, He's not putting them there as a decoration to decorate the heaven, make it, you know, pleasant and beautiful. No. مُدَبِّرَات, they are in charge. مُدَبِّر. مُدَبِّر is director. Someone who is a director. He does tadbir. Tadbir means management. Is the manager, director. وَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا Those angels, we gave them tasks. One of them is what? An example of that. Who takes our life away? Allah. اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسِ But Allah says in the same book, in the Qur'an, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ Sometimes I delegate this task of wafat, of death, of taking the soul to the angel of death. His name is Israel. He's working. He's very active. So we give him this. Although this is my business. Originally this is my business. But then I give this delegation to the angel of death. About healing. Who has the power of healing in this universe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا مَرِثْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become sick, it is He means Allah. He who heals me. But Allah says, this power of healing, sometimes I give it to something else under my supervision. How is that? The Quran says about honey, asal, fihi shifa'un linnas. We put the power of healing in the asal, in the honey. The real honey, the original honey, not the counterfeit. Yeah. So we put, it is from God. He delegates part of His authority, His power, either sometimes to asal, which is a food, or sometimes to an angel, and sometimes to the prophet, and sometimes to the imam. I mentioned last night, who has the power of forgiveness in this universe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Him. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. See, وَهُوَ الَّذِي. When the sentence begins with this, it means it's only Him. Only Him. وَهُوَ الَّذِي accepts the repentance from His servants. But then Allah says in chapter 4 in Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, Ya Rasulullah, they come to you asking forgiveness, for ask me for their forgiveness. Interfere on their behalf. Intercede on their behalf. Although I am there, but I want you to be involved in this process. So I give you this power. I delegate part of this power to you, so you raise the case for me. Rather than they raise their own case, they come to you, they give it to you, you raise the case for me. So this is part of the Al-Tafweed al-Takweeni and Tafweed al-Tashri'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delegates, He does delegate part of His leadership, authority, privileges, if you will, we put it in this context, privilege. Allah has many privileges. Sometimes He delegates some of His privileges to certain servants of Him, but they work not independently from Him. My friends, the major difference between Tawheed and Shirk is the following. The major difference between Tawheed and Shirk is that Shirk, when you go to any person asking him, even if that person is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking him for help independently from God. You go to him under this belief that Muhammad works by himself, has nothing to do with God. He has his own power. He has his own healing power. So I ask him as a person. Has nothing to do with God. This is an act of shirk. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not separated from God. Neither he is rivaling God, nor he's in competition or race with God. He works for God. So he's not mustaqil. He does not have independence from God. Al-Qudratul Mustaqillah. This is shirk. If you believe they have this power, authority, privilege, which is independent, mustaqil from God, yes. Absolutely, this is an act of shirk. But if you think, if you are under the belief that Prophet Muhammad, his power is muktasaba, derived muktasab. Derived from whom? From the source of power in this universe, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this is an act of tawheed and monotheism. This is the main difference between shirk and tawheed. Some people under this illusion, they read the Qur'an, but unfortunately they do not read the Qur'an thoroughly. Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'dha. The Prophet says Qur'an explains itself, by itself, by itself. If you come across a verse and it looks like suspicious to you or controversial or you don't understand the meaning, you can find the meaning of this verse either in the same chapter or another chapter. I'll give you an example of that. In Surah Yunus, chapter 10, 8, verse number 18. ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم. They worship. Most of the time, the opponents of the school of Ahlul Bayt, they bring up this verse, this particular one, to convince you that don't pray to the Prophet. Don't say, Ya Muhammad. Face the Kaaba, face the Qibla, and say, Ya Allah. Because Muhammad is dead, and he's, according to them, I'm using their terminology, he's obsolete. He's obsolete. Why do you call upon him? Muhammad lived for 63 years, and he died, and he's somewhere with his Lord. So don't worship him. And they bring this verse, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and they worship. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. They worship things that neither they're going to benefit them, nor they're going to hurt them or harm them. وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And then they say that those are our intercessors with God. That is different, my friends. This verse is in relation to the Arabs, the pagans, during the time of the Prophet, who went and they worshipped the idols, asnam. They were worshipping the idols. وَيَعْبُدُونَ, an act of worshipping. They worshipped the idols. They did not worship God. They worshipped the idols, and they said those idols are wasita, intermediaries between us and God. When we go to Prophet Muhammad, let me ask you, my friends, when you go to the Prophet Muhammad, do you worship him or you worship God? Can any Muslim say today, I worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Have you heard any Muslim saying, I worship Muhammad? No Muslims. We say exactly the opposite of that. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. When we greet the Prophet, we say, I testify that Muhammad is the servant of God, the slave of God, and the messenger of God. We don't worship Muhammad. We have to differentiate between the act of worship, when you worship someone other than God, min dunillah, you put God aside and you worship that person. And you ask that person, give me healing, give me money, give me food, give me a job, give me a health, other than God, separated from God. This is heresy. But no Muslim comes to the Prophet or any Imam and he puts him rivaling to God. And he says, I'm asking you, I have nothing to do with God. I'm asking you as a person. No Muslim does this. No Muslim does this. And those of you who think that the Imams and the Prophets, they have supernatural power separated from God, they are wrong. They are wrong. And therefore, listen to the hadith, and I'm going to conclude with this hadith. A person comes to the sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. He says to him, Ya ibn Rasulullah, inna rajulan yaqulu bit-tafwid. There is a man in the community who believes that God has delegated his entire power and authority to you or to the Imams. إن الله تبارك وتعالى خلق محمدا وعليا ففوض الأمر إليهما. He created Muhammad and Ali, and then he completely and absolutely delegated them all the tasks. فخلق, they worship Muhammad and Ali, worship people. I mean, they created. فخلق ورزق, they gave rizq, sustenance, provision. وَأَمَاتَ, they caused the death of the people. وَأَحْيَيَا, they caused the resurrection of people. Listen to the answer of the Imam. This is in Kitab al-Kafi, the most important book in our tradition. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, his answer was, كَذِبَ عَدُوُّ اللَّهِ, the enemy of God is lying. He's the enemy of God. كَذِبَ عَدُوُّ اللَّهِ. إِذَا انصرفت إليه, when you go back to him, read this verse for him in Surah Al-Ra'd. Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 16. قُلْ أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ Or did they assign partners to God? God needs partners. God does not need any partner. Does not need any help or any assistant. أَمْ جَعَلُوا شُرَكَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَخَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ. The mushrikeen, they said those partners of God, they can do exactly the same job of God. God creates, they create. God gives life, they give life. God gives death, they give death. أَمْ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. It is only Allah who creates everything in this universe. God does not delegate the matter of creation or death. However, listen to this, my friends. The Quran says, Isa alayhi salam, Surah Al-Imran, إِنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ. I create for you, O children of Israel. Inni, myself, I am Isa. أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ. I bring the clay. I make the shape of a bird. I blow into this, and it becomes فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So is this shirk or iman? Huh? بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. My friends, remember, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Isa alayhi salam cannot open or close his eyes without the power or the permission or the authority of Allah. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Yes, with the help of God, Isa can create. He can create. But without the help of God, Isa cannot even move himself. This is the difference between iman and shirk. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa al-Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيد شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي أجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة من أمري على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على
Many people and individuals in the community, they allow themselves to speak on behalf of religion and on behalf of God, but without knowledge. They discuss theological, philosophical, doctrinal, and juristic fiqhi questions without having the background. What is they like, they make it halal. If they dislike, they make it haram. If they, let's say, they like to drink alcohol, they find justification. They tell you it's not, alcohol is not haram in the Quran. Where is it in the Quran? Regarding hijab, tell me where is hijab in the Quran? There is nowhere. And mostly, 90% of those people are ignorant. They don't read the Quran, neither they are familiar with Arabic or Islamic literature. They hear rumors circulating from here or there. They listen to someone who's brainwashing them, and they bring the same argument and they throw it somewhere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nahl, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبُ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ. Don't allow yourself to come and tell people this is halal or this is haram, and because you want to forge lies against God. لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Those people who forge lies against God, they are failures. They are failures. It's very important when we speak on behalf of religion, we have the background. I have no problem with someone who went to seminary, who spent years there studying, or an Islamic university, Islamic college. But when someone is zero, has zero background in this field, he or she should not discuss Islam without knowledge. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Kalima, the speech, is a big responsibility. Especially when I speak on behalf of God. Big response. وَلَا تَقْفُ, do not say things that you don't know anything about them. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. Then Allah says, always bring your evidence. He teaches us. Tell me, if it is halal, where is it? Show me in the Quran. And we have a supplement to this book, which is the hadith, the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that comes as an explanation to this book. We have to bring the proof. قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. Allah says, do not even listen. Sometimes a person says something wrong, this is a crime. And sometimes a person, he himself does not say something wrong, but he allows himself to listen to something wrong. This is another crime. Don't allow yourself. Because once you allow yourself to speak to a liar, to listen to a liar, then you are encouraging him or her. We are encouraging them. And the Quran says, be careful, double check, don't listen from anyone. إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. O Muslims, when an evildoer in the community, he brings piece of a news, don't believe him immediately. First tell him, wait, let me check on this. Let me check and then I will see whether what you are telling me is right or wrong. Don't believe him. فَتَبَيَّنُوا, be careful. تَبَيَّنُوا means examine, check and examine, investigate. فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا. Maybe when you listen to him, you are hurting people who are righteous, who are not guilty, who are innocent. أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. Then you start accusing them with something that they did not do. فَتُصْبِحُوا, the result of that, فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. You're going to regret for the rest of your life. Some of the damages, we cannot control them. Some of these bleedings, moral bleedings, not physical. Physical bleeding, you go to the hospital, they stop it. Sometimes the heart is bleeding. When you hurt someone, the bleeding stays for 30, 50 years, does not stop. We have to be careful. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, before Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Holy Quran says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Say to your community, this is my way, this is my approach. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I am calling for the sake of God. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, I know what I am talking about. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, if we translate that into our normal language, I know what I'm talking about. I know, I'm sure of what I'm talking about. Ala basira, I have basira. I double check this. I'm not speaking out of my hawa, desire, or because I'm angry at this or that. I know what I'm talking about. This is the right answer I'm giving you. Ala basiratin, ana, me, and those who follow me. Who are those who follow him? His imams and the righteous people in the community we have to follow. This is the sunnah, the akhlaq, the manners of the Prophet. If you are not sure of something, don't say. Don't say, I am sorry, I don't have an answer. It's not aib, it's not shame. Some people say, I can't say, I don't know. Of course he cannot say, because he's allama, mashallah. Always he says, I know, I know. He's an expert in every field, so how can he say, I don't know? It's embarrassing for him. But it shouldn't be. It is embarrassing when we give the wrong answer. It's more embarrassing. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, our beautiful Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, powerful in his speech, powerful in his argument, powerful in his hikmah. Listen to him. And please, I'm going to interpret this, but whatever I'm going to tell you, I'm not doing justice to the text. You must understand Arabic to know what Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying. I'm conveying 60% of the meaning to you. The rest I can't. This is balagha. This is the eloquence of Ali ibn Abi Talib in the Arabic literature. He says, لا تقل ما لا تعلم. Never say things that you don't know. Don't. If you don't know the answer, never say. Never. Control your mouth. And controlling the mouth is the most difficult task, believe me. Not only for women, but more for men too. To control the mouth and not to say something. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, لا تقل ما لا تعلم. Never say what you don't know. فتتهم بأخبارك فيما تعلم. Because then when you speak, even when you say something, a truth one time, people are not going to believe you. Because they render you as someone who is untrustworthy and reliable. So even one day when you decide to tell people the truth, they are not going to listen to you. Because of your history of lying. Or history, sometimes people do not lie. Sometimes a person is not a liar. But he listens to news from here and there, and immediately he cannot keep them in his heart for half an hour. He can't. Because his heart is going to explode. Some people, you can't tell them sir or secret. He can't sleep the night. He starts rolling the whole night, rolling, rolling, until Salatul Fajr, boom, he has to tell his wife about it. Believe me. You can keep money with him, keep weapon with him, but don't keep a secret. This is the nature of some people. So they are not liars. Some people are not liars, but they hear rumors. And most of the rumors are wrong. And then they spread them. When they spread them, they create destruction in the community. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, لا تقل ما لا تعلم. Please don't say what you don't know. فتتهم. They're going to accuse you even بإخبارك فيما تعلم. Even when you know 100%, they are not going to accept your testimony. This is why in Islamic judiciary, the court system, do they accept the shahada, the testimony of every person? Huh? No. They accept only whose? Which person? Adil. Adil means in his history, he has a clean history. He's not being known for spreading rumors or listening to here and there or telling lies. They need adil. Someone adil who has a history so they can depend on him and trust him. Inshallah, the second lesson of Hajj is going to be Sunday from 4 to 6 at this masjid, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Allahumma wahhid kalimat al muslimin wa bilad al muslimin ala al khayri was salahi wal birri wat taqwa ya arhamar rahimin. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.